Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's, home of the $5 Biggie Bag. So, some show news. Logan Ryan has decided not to do his show with us anymore on Tuesdays at noon. And this result was sparked by a question that Paul asked him about leadership and leading through production on the field compared to a comment Vrabel made about not needing production to be a leader, citing Deion Lewis, I think, recently in a press conference as an example. And Paul posted a piece at his website, Two Titans Who Won with Patriots Have Different Views on Key Leadership Qualities. That was the headline. You can read that at paulkoharski.com. And in that piece, Paul noted that he was not pitting Vrabel and Ryan against each other. He wrote that he made sure Logan was aware of what Vrabel had said, but Logan didn't take it that way. And he doesn't want to be a distraction in any perceived way, especially on at that time, a 2-4 team, playing on a defense that was not the problem. And Logan wasn't pleased with the way things were handled and how Paul posted the piece. Paul wrote an apology as well, which was read by thousands of people at his website, including Logan, but Logan still made the decision not to do the show. We're bummed about this news. I'm disappointed because this was an excellent player show. Honest, forthright, insightful, informative, fun, fresh every week, and it produced. Talk about production. It produced. I took pride in being part of the best player show in Nashville for any sport in town. And I put it up there against any player show you've heard in this town, period. And I know Logan took pride in that, too. I didn't think we would be able to top the Delaney Walker Hour a few years back. But Logan's show did that and more. He remains a friend of the show, but he's not going to be on this show because he says due to his issue with PK. Paul has certainly voiced his frustrations. He wrote his apology. But, Paul, you now have the mic.
Well, look. I asked him a question about the leadership thing without prefacing what Vrabel had said and got his answer, and I didn't immediately say what Vrabel had said. So I could see that maybe I didn't handle that exactly right. As soon as he was off with us, and I think that was in the last segment, I texted him video of what Vrabel had said, and we had a little bit of a conversation in text there. He offered a little bit of context that kind of, I thought, was a good bridging of the gap between the two diverging opinions. And I said, hey, you should say that, you know, as context between the two things. And he kind of said, no, I'm going to stay out of it. All right. Here, I think, is the only thing that I did wrong in this texting. It was a miscommunication in that when he said, I'm going to stay out of it, he thought that meant I wasn't... he was asking me or saying, don't write it, or presuming that that meant I wasn't going to write it. Now, Vrabel said his thing publicly at a press conference, and Logan said his thing publicly on the radio. So I thought that this was obvious in the text that these two public things were together a story, and that when he was saying, I'm going to stay out of it, I was taking it as stay out of it with saying anything further. And I was like, all right, I won't have you say anything further. And then I wrote a post that delicately said, like, two intelligent people could have a differing opinion on leadership. You know, thinking to myself, this isn't a guy ripping his coach over the game plan or a play call or anything like that. This is a difference of opinion for two guys who've won rings in New England, and it's interesting. And I kind of left it at that. When he saw that I had written the post, he was angry. He texted you and I, started a conversation between he and I. I called him. We talked for probably 20 minutes. But it was clear that he was going off the diving board in terms of not wanting to be associated with us, with me, any longer, and set in motion ending his relationship with the show, which, you know, look, I'm disappointed. You guys are losing out in that because I agree with Hutton. It's the been the best player show around. I wrote a post apologizing for my handling of the situation, which in hindsight was not as smooth as it should have been in terms of the clarity with which I handled it. I didn't have to write that post. I could have easily not written that post. Everybody always says, oh, it's a clickbait post. I'm a membership site, so I'm not chasing clicks that much. And I'll tell you a secret. The apology post has at least 5, 6, 8 times as many reads as the initial post. The apology post is one of the top 3 read things that I've done this year, okay? And I look like a jackass for the apology post. And I'm willing to look like a jackass to set the record straight and to make things right. And I feel like I made things right. And I'm disappointed that Logan hasn't accepted the apology. I went to his locker after I wrote the apology, and he said he read it. And he'll do his job in terms of being available to the media, and I'm the media. And so he'll answer my questions in the locker room like he would for anybody else. He's one of my favorite athletes to cover all time, really. I think he's one of the smartest guys that's been in that locker room. He understands, or at least understood, the media better than anybody I knew. I like his wife, Ashley. I respect the work they do in the community. I've supported the Ryan Animal Rescue Foundation, and I urge you to continue to support it. But I think what he's done here is a rash overreaction that makes him not look so great. And so, again, and for a final time publicly here, I apologize to him over a misunderstanding. And I'm sorry that, as I have with numerous players in the past, at times when things have become a little bit strained, we couldn't sort that out amongst ourselves with that phone call. And then we couldn't sort it out when it got bigger and more public. And I'm disappointed. And I guess that's the end of it. And onward we go. I did everything I could do. I go back about my business. I was fine in the locker room yesterday. I might or might not have talked to him off that being a regular game. I didn't wind up at his locker. And I'm sure I will again soon.
I really like Logan, and I've always had very positive interactions with him. I love the show that we did with him because it was original. It was different. He was always accountable. He would always answer questions fully. He would not take it personally when Paul would go after him in those settings sometimes when they had disagreements. It led to really good on-air debates, and it led to really good discussions. And I think that Logan always came out of our show looking great. I really do. I think the way he conducted himself during those shows really endeared him to fans, to Titans fans. Hearing his passion, hearing about his work ethic, which is immense, hearing about the way he'd prepare, hearing about psychologically how he would handle losses and try to bounce back and get better for the next week, I think was a great tool for fans to hear. I'm very disappointed that it'll be no more. And the fans won't get to hear that anymore.
Same. For those wondering, tomorrow there is plenty of reason to tune in. Eddie George will be in studio with us at 12:15. We will continue to try to set the bar and raise the bar every day with our football discussion, and we'll do that with Eddie tomorrow during what was Logan's Hour. So we'll have number 27 in studio with us. Like Bettingfield every Tuesday as well, but Logan has decided he's not doing in the show doing the show anymore, and we're not going to do the show without Paul. Period.
Which was so request, by the way.
So that's what it comes down to. Paul's on the show, and he's not leaving.
I'm not leaving.
Paul's our guy.